this transaction that garners less money than we would have for fair market value would, you know, is not the preferable choice. I mean, obviously, you want to try and get as much money as possible. And I think on the record in prior meetings, you know, I've expressed pretty clearly where the system stands in terms of its finances, some of the struggles that it's been having and continues to have because of reduced water revenues and so forth.
County Water Utility Director Paul Vanderplug said that not transferring the land for the price of a full assessed value that may have totaled $100 million may end up hurting water consumers. That's because of expected costs of future capital improvement projects and coming into compliance with new EPA water pollution guidelines.
What you're doing indirectly is you're debt loading my ratepayers by that delta or $90 million in the future. And this, the proceeds, as you recall, you've been told, go in the R&R account. That's for all the repairs and the rejuvenation of the system we have to do. Plus, the other part of that account past R&R is our capital improvement program that might be $200 million. So if I look at the first 100 R&R and I realize 10 where I could have realized 100, indirectly, the ratepayers are going to have to come up with the resources to do the things that we have to do to keep the system in good operating order and system integrity.
Commissioner Al Higginbotham supported the motion, but said he'd like to see a study determining whether the land should have been sold at a higher price.
If we're going to say we want to be more businesslike, that, and when we instruct department heads to be more businesslike, and then when it's kind of convenient, we just turn our heads and walk away, then somewhere we're going to pay the price.
Mariella Smith of the ELAP General Committee said that it's about time the transfer happened.
It's win-win. Because this land has been sitting in the on the books of the water utility for 20 years, where the water utility has not been making any money on it. By their own accounting, they've been losing money on this property on their books. And this whole time, they've been leasing it very cheaply for nothing but $150,000 a year to one very well-connected, wealthy cattle rancher.
Smith said that the area is a vital water resource.
One-third of the water in the Hillsborough River comes from the wetlands and creek systems of Cone Ranch. So if you turn on the water faucet in the city of Tampa, out comes water that has traveled through the wetlands and creeks of Cone Ranch.
The rain that falls on Cone Ranch generally turns into runoff, she says. But once the lands are restored, something that the transfer will allow, water stores in the area will be replenished to the benefit of consumers.
The water drains off of Cone Ranch's wetlands in the rainy season and just drains away and goes off into stormwater runoff. Now that the land is preserved in ELAP, we'll be able to restore those wetlands to block up those drainage ditches so that the wetlands of Cone Ranch can fill up with water during the rainy season, hold that water, and filter it out into the Hillsborough River. So we'll actually produce more water into the Hillsborough River, more drinking water.